Fishlegs had got hold of one of Norbert's great bow and arrow harpoons. It is unclear how he thought he was going to kill 50 polar serpents with the one harpoon, but he was pointing it in the general direction of the polar serpents with the bow upside down and his eyes shut. As the harpoon went off, Fishlegs fell backwards, letting go of the bow, which ricocheted across the deck and jammed itself under the rim of the boat. The harpoon sailed through the air, missing the polar serpents by at least 10 metres. But it was right bang on target for Hiccup and would have hit him splang in the chest if the rope hadn't run out and pulled it to a sharp halt, sending it crashing to the ice with a clang. "Why are you shooting at me?" howled a sprinting Hiccup. "Haven't I got enough problems?" The harpoon clattered in front of him, setting off little sprays of snow as it bounced across the ice. "Oh, I see," panted Hiccup, and he launched himself at the harpoon as it dragged off. But he just missed catching hold of the rope with both hands. "Great God, Thor, ow, I could do with some help here," begged Hiccup, his chin in the snow. But it seemed the great God Thor was temporarily deaf. The polar serpents were closing in for the kill, sending out thunderbolts of flame that only just missed incinerating poor Hiccup. Hiccup scrambled to his feet. The harpoon was way out of reach now, his last hope of getting back on board the boat. The iceberg stretched out flat in front of him. He knew he couldn't outrun the polar serpents who were already gaining on him. To his left, there was a gigantic cliff of ice with an enormous dark cave at the bottom of it, like the open mouth of a monster. Hiccup ran full tilt into the cave. The polar serpents followed. He could hear their talons clicking and scraping on the ice and their quick, fast breathing, so close that they were trying to grab hold of the ticking thing bouncing along behind him, like great cats pouncing on a tasty morsel tied to the end of a string. "What's that up ahead?" thought Hiccup. "Oh, Woden the Great and Magnificent, I am begging you, please don't let that be a wall, the finish of the cave, a dead end, in which case I really am dead." It was a wall. But as Hiccup ran closer still, he could see it was a rough and craggy wall, with nooks and crannies and ledges and knobbly bits, and if he could climb up it before the polar serpents caught him, surely there would be a tunnel up there somewhere. Oh, bending biceps and quivering quadrupeds and twitching toenails and little hairy curly bits of thunderous Thor! It wasn't a wall at all. It was a dragon! He was running straight, full tilt, as hard as he could towards a truly immense sleeping sea dragon, so huge that its head filled the entire cave in front of him. Hiccup put the brakes on. He skidded abruptly, screeching on the ice, slid forward, arms waggling desperately, trying to stop before he bumped into the thing because he really did not want to wake it up. And he came to a halt just in the nick of time, feet away from the dragon's sleeping chin. Hiccup stopped. But the ticking thing attached to Hiccup's wrist did not stop.